Funny language mistakes. We asked a few people about the language mistakes they made when speaking a foreign language. Here are a few of their funny stories.
I was in a bar in Spain having breakfast with some toast and jam. I wanted some butter to put on my toast. In Italian, butter is burro. As Spanish and Italian are very similar languages, I asked the waiter for some burro. Unfortunately, he didn't understand me, which was probably because burro means donkey in Spanish.
I was in New York City, and it was my first time in an English-speaking country. I'd never studied English before, and I was there to learn it. One night, I was out with a few international students and native English speakers, and we went to a pub. The chair I was sitting on was very high, so I said out loud, "I'm so high!" My friends gave me a strange look. At the time, I didn't understand why. But the following day, one of my friends explained that the expression, "I'm high," means that you feel strange in your head because you've taken drugs.
Last summer, I went on holiday to Spain with my family. I was at a restaurant and I bumped into a waiter carrying some glasses of water that fell to the ground and smashed. I wanted to say that I was sorry and that I was embarrassed. So I said, "Perdón, perdón, yo soy muy embarazada." The waiter immediately looked at my belly and asked me if I was hurt. He made me sit on a chair and told me not to worry. Later, I found out that I told him that I was pregnant, because embarazada means pregnant in Spanish and not embarrassed.
I was in the United States and I had an interview for a medical program at Yale University. I wanted to share the good news with a friend and said, "I can't wait to go to jail," but I pronounced Yale as jail. My friend seemed very concerned and asked why I wanted to go to jail. I replied, "Because it's one of the best universities in the world." Then she began to laugh and told me that where I actually wanted to go was Yale, and that jail is another word for prison. I will definitely never make that mistake again.